It's Wednesday evening. I think it's coming up to about 6 o'clock-ish. I'm sitting in a park in Westminster. I have Vance at my side here. The sun is shining. There's a nice breeze blowing, but out of the shade, it's absolutely roasting hot. England have, I gather, just gone into the final 16 in the World Cup. Vance and I don't know an awful lot about this, however. We're not great football fans, and so I only know what my colleagues have told me. So we won't worry too much about that. But I thought it might be interesting to do a short recording, a short boo, on what I see, to give a little bit of context to my other boos, my other reports on how to work a guide dog. It's a bit of a misconception, I think, amongst the public that in order to work a guide dog, in order to be a guide dog owner, one has to be totally blind. And I think there's often an idea that actually the majority of people who consider themselves to be blind, or visually impaired, those who use long canes or use a dog, are blind and don't see anything. And that really isn't the case. I gather that only around 2% of people with a visual impairment are actually totally blind. And certainly amongst guide dog owners, I know quite a number who have some sight, a number with quite useful sight, and I would consider myself amongst that number. I think there are a number of ways in trying to explain it, and one of which would be to walk down the road and give you an idea of what I can see. And I might do this particularly to demonstrate my night vision. One of the difficulties in trying to explain what I see is that I've never really seen anything else. I have a degenerative condition. It's within the retinitis pigmentosa group, which is basically conditions that affect the retina. The cells degrade slowly over time and vision decreases. Although my sight has got worse over time, I've never seen perfectly. But in conditions like this today, a fairly bright day, apart from if I leave aside the fact that actually I can't have too much light on a day like this, my vision is really at its best. I can see that there are cars around me if I'm on the street, that there are people walking about. I probably wouldn't spot the curb. I might spot larger items of street furniture. The things I'm likely to miss, I think, are steps, children walking about. I can't see people's faces. I can't recognise people. I might also miss some larger things like lampposts. Basically, I have a small amount of good central vision, a band around that I don't see, and then another band, an outer sort of peripheral area, which I do see. And my brain sort of puts that together as a whole image, forgetting that I'm missing a chunk of it. That means that some obstacles, like lampposts, can hide in that sort of blind spot around the central area, meaning that I can think I'm seeing a whole picture, I'm walking down the road, and completely miss something like that and walk into it. Thankfully, having the dog, these days I don't generally walk into it, but certainly in the past, that was quite tricky. At night, my vision changes completely. It's one of the hallmarks of conditions in the retinitis pigmentosa group that night blindness is a very key element. At night, dull or dark buildings, like in the tube, often when walking into the office from outside in bright sunshine, I can't see anything. When walking down the road at night, I might be able to see the street lights or traffic lights or car headlights, but I won't see what the lights are shining on. I use the lights to navigate, to line them up to know that I'm walking in the right direction, but I won't be able to see the people walking around me, obstacles on the pavement. I won't be able to tell what buildings are around me or anything like that. And that's where really the dog comes into his own, that I'm able to be so much more independent. I no longer have to worry about getting home before it gets dark, and I can concentrate on going out and doing what I want to do. So hopefully that gives you a rough idea that lends some context to my other posts, and I'll talk more about this as I go on in the future. But for now, I'll leave you with the sounds of a park in Westminster.